cipantu, a cui quel cipantu, affinché lei m'apu, affinché lei m'apu, carenche lei m'apu, carenche lei m'apu, affinché pici carayen mulei, affinché pici carayen mulei, colurayen, larayen, chorayen, calfurayen, colurayen, plurayen, chorayen, calfurayen.
You're listening to Heart Song on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley. And Heart Song is an amalgamation of thought and audio, a poetic experiment with anthropologetic tendencies. In previous episodes archived at kdnk.org, I have recounted my journey south, renewing established connections in Chile and Argentina. My primary goal with this latest adventure was to learn about the Mapuche, a proud indigenous nation of the southern cone of South America. Often, since returning to my hometown of Carbondale, Colorado, I am asked, how was it? Where did you go? How to describe the love that I feel for a distant culture and a language mostly unknown to the people of my home valley? There is a noble fight to defend the life-sustaining forces of this planet. Beyond politics and new technology, it is grounded in an ancestral reverence that considers the interconnectedness of all life and the reciprocal exchanges thereof fundamental to being human. Where to begin? My self-assigned mission to Walmapu, ancestral lands of the Mapuche, brought me from the sweet and soft hamlet of La Ligua, Chile, to the vibrant shadows of El Bolsón, Argentina. There, thanks to KDNK's generosity, I was able to deliver an aged yet valued piece of equipment to community radio FAM Alas. For me, the gift was an act of reciprocity. It was Radio FAM Alas that ignited within my soul the desire to be involved with community radio. With so many shady occurrences in and around El Bolsón, the vigilant voices of FAM Alas have played a vital role in defense of the surrounding land and water for over three decades. The radio had also taken a serious hit when their landlord put the building on the market last year. One day, while visiting the newly constructed temporary station, a volunteer and DJ asked if I was receiving all that I had set out to achieve. I shared of my intention to connect with the Mapuche. This derived from my desire to take a glimpse outside of Western perception. It so happens that Kio had been married to a Mapuche woman, and a mother figure of hers was organizing a chaun, a gathering, calling for international observers and media to accompany her community. Moira Michan, a spiritual warrior, claimed political persecution and invited the sensitive of heart to learn of her fight. Days later, I boarded an early and infrequent bus, hours from El Bolsón. Although I had written to Moira and received no response, I was determined to follow this lead. Nonetheless, I grew more anxious as the bus continued to roll along dusty roads, further and further into the unknown countryside. I reassured myself that I had a tent and would adventure my way back to El Bolsón if necessary. The bus stopped suddenly, and the driver motioned to me the way. Alone, I stepped off and began to walk along the river, gathering littered cans and chewing rosehip. Soon I came to the sign. Comunidad Mapuche, Pishan Mahuisa. Pishan Mahuisa translates roughly as sacred mountain, also forested hills of volcanic energy. And according to Mapuche linguist and philosopher Zile Mora, the word Pishan implies a strength that arises from the marriage of spirit and soul, the subtle body and the animal self. Stepping through the gate, allied with a full moon, I felt perfectly present with my heart. This was the undeniable purpose of my journey, the place that I had been called to inhabit, and, to my relief, I was immediately met with gracious hospitality. I was treated as a friend among the family of Moira and the volunteers who had spent the past few months living on this land. Among us there were journalists, a documentarian, and several international observers. In a few days, we would travel together to Comodoro Rivadavia, where Moira had to present herself before the appeal of her previously declared absolution.
¿Usted quiere saber quién soy? Pregúntenle a la montaña quién soy. Pregúntenle al río quién soy. Pregúntenle a bosque quién soy.
The supposed crime had occurred more than a year before, in the wake of Santiago Maldonado's disappearance.
Esos allanamientos se produjeron de manera violenta.
Santiago was 28 years old, an anarchist, a traveling tattoo artist, an adamant vegetarian who resonated with Mapuche claims to ancestral lands. These held in massive quantity by wealthy foreigners like Italian Luciano Benetton of United Colors of Benetton. In solidarity with Mapuche community Pulaf and Resistencia Departamento Cushamen, during a demonstration that was met by Argentina's national police, Santiago disappeared. His lifeless body would reappear upstream from the clash 77 days later.
Aterrizaje de helicópteros dentro del predio de la comunidad, de los cuales salían los gendarmes, irrumpían en las viviendas, en las rucas de nuestra gente.
In the time in between, federal judge Guido Otranto ordered several raids on nearby Mapuche communities Lof Cushamen and Lof Vuelta del Rio under the presumption that Santiago might be hiding out. On September 18, 2017, the National Police arrived by helicopter before daybreak to search Lof Vuelta del Rio. In the heart of winter, families were forced outside to wait for hours while their homes were ravaged. Members of the community reported being beaten, tortured, and detained.
Y el 20 de septiembre de, del 2017,
days later, Moira Michan joined dozens to protest this judge's order, demanding that he renounce his position. During business hours, they gathered inside the courthouse of Esquel, where Guido Tranto worked. It was hours before he spoke to them. Moira, and only Moira, was accused of double aggravated coercion for that action. Gathered in her home, Moira wished to make clear that her potential imprisonment for up to 4 years, depending on the Chamber of Appeals decision, would be less related to this accusation and more directly a political action to remove her from her community, Pillán Mahuisa. And it is here that Moira hopes to build a pluriversidad for indigenous women. Pluriversity rather than university, in recognition of the diverse origins of knowledge and wisdom.
El proyecto se trata de crear una pluriversidad de mujeres indígenas para fortalecernos en nuestro cuerpo territorio por una libre determinación primero de nuestros cuerpos. Porque venimos de más de 500 años explotadas, saqueadas, abusadas.
Meanwhile, Moira's son dreams of gradually replanting native forest where invasive pine trees have acidified the soil and spread their flammable needles.
Mari Mari Compuche, Mari Mari Punlamien, Incheta Mapuche Juan de la comunidad Pillán Mahuisa. Estamos acá en tierras recuperadas. Tenemos un proyecto que se llama Nehuen Folil. La idea es volver a darle vida al suelo. Tenemos acá un monocultivo de pino que fue plantado en la época de Menem, en los 90. Es pino canadiense y acidifica el suelo, así que tenemos la tierra totalmente empobrecida.
Mapuche community Pillán Mahuisa, however, is not alone with aspirations for this land. Rolling through this valley is the Karen Leo Fu, whose name in Mapuzungun translates as Green River. This thick and rushing source of life, called the Rio Corcovado by locals, has for years been coveted by the profit-minded for a hydroelectric project. First proposed in 1994, it would drown an estimated 27,000 acres of native forest, along with Moira's home, and the land designated for the pluriversidad.
Son seis represas que inundarían 11.000 hectáreas de territorio dentro de lo que estamos nosotros, y que esta casa y toda la comunidad quedaría 70 metros bajo agua.
Moira recognizes herself as a principal opponent of this project, claiming that not only would it mutilate the river, a sacred living entity in Mapuche cosmology, but also that the energy generated would most likely be used primarily for extraction of nearby minerals and oil.
Mari Mari Leufu Gushe, Mari Mari Leufu Vucha, Mari Mari Leufu Ulcha, Mari Mari Leufu Uche.
On my second day, I joined a sunrise ceremony to honor the Karen Leofu and ask the Neiwin, nature spirits, for protection. The following day, we would travel 9 hours for Moira to present herself in Comodoro Rivaldavia. We spent the night in celebration, feasting, conversing, and singing. It was the volunteer's final night in Pian Mahuisa, and Moira braced for her potential arrest. You're listening to Heart Song on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley. In mid-February, I followed my heart to southern Argentina, where I met Mapuche Huechafe Moira Michan. I accompanied Moira from her community to Comodoro Rivaldavia, where she was to defend herself before accusations of having coerced a federal judge. Although she had been absolved of these charges, the ruling was appealed, and now she was made to travel 9 hours to defend herself once again. True to her title, Huechafe, meaning warrior, I witnessed Moira use the occasion to rally support and awareness for her cause. Moira founded the organization Movimiento de Mujeres Indígenas por el Buen Vivir, Movement of Indigenous Women for Good Living in Argentina. Her connections landed us boarding in a church where more than 40 friends from surrounding areas converged in her defense. The day of her trial, an open-air radio was erected in the plaza facing the courthouse. There, earth defenders and human rights advocates stood to share their truths.
Liberación.
When the time came for Moira to present herself, she was escorted by a wave of chanting support. In the courthouse, I registered as a journalist rather than an international witness, and was told that my audio equipment would interfere with the microphones inside. They assured me that upon request, I would be provided a copy of their audio. In faith, I left my recorder off during the trial. Moira's accuser spoke for only a few minutes. Moira's lawyer, in contrast, spoke for at least 20 minutes, insisting that the jury review footage of the incident for which Moira was being accused. Despite having requested that audio immediately following the presentation, and weeks later, I have received no response from the Federal Chamber of Appeals in Comodoro Rivadavia. The audio that I did freely capture was Moira's address in the plaza following her presentation. Her speech moved me to tears from the center of my heart.
Cuando salen muchos y muchas luchadoras a pelear derechos, hay solidaridad. Y la solidaridad no es delito, es amor.
Solidarity is not a crime, it is love. It is love of a way of living in reciprocity. It is love of true justice. It is love of a humanity that may rise up, that may break from the estates and premises of property and capitalism. It is a new humanity that can arise from reciprocity between nature and people. So we will not allow, we will never allow that solidarity become a crime. We wear our solidarity, and from there we break from indifference, indolence, and individualism. The individualism and arrogance of a system that objectifies everything, our spirit, our Papuyo, our Mapuche being, our being people of the earth, that is not to be commodified. It cannot be sold. It is impossible to embargo, to rule over. Our being is pure, whole, and full of Newin, because from that being, that place, and that memory of our land, we will change the world.
Soon after, we began to disperse. Friendships forged in a few short days, we would each assimilate the journey on our own. The next morning, I boarded a bus to El Bolson, my contact made. I returned homeward, renewed. My takeaway? A poem? Some wisdom? In 1885, following Argentina's violent usurpation of Mapuche territory, more than 11.7 million acres were distributed between 551 people. I was often reminded while traveling that all of the Americas are united with a common history, including the United States. This journey has moved me to recognize the parallels in my own natal land, these shining mountains, taken in 1880, only a few generations ago, from the Nooch, native name for the Utes. Notice the suffix che, a word that in the Ute language also means people. According to Roland McCook, descendant of Chief Ure, the full meaning is people of substance. There is a word in Mapuzungun, the Mapuche language, which is Winca. The term means literally new Inca, referencing the empire from which the Mapuche defended their territory before the arrival of the Spanish. Moira's brother, Mauro, described the term as representative of an ideology rather than a race. Winca is not any non-Mapuche. Winca is the imperialist mindset, greedy, consumptive, and disconnected. And the genocide continues. on a global scale? Do we remain complicit, or do we choose consensus in favor of life? On April 3rd, it was announced that the Court of Appeals will maintain the absolution of Moira Mishan. If you are interested in learning more about Pian Mahuisa and how to support Moira's fight in defense of the Karen Leo Fu, I invite you to contact me, Raleigh Burley, at raleighjbureligh@gmail.com. I'd like to express my sincerest gratitude to Ana Escudero and Pauli Bess for their beautiful singing voices throughout this episode. My appreciation is profound beyond measure for Moira Mishan and all of her family. A special thanks to Nancy Johnson for voicing Moira's speech, and to Katie and Kay for publishing this series. Thank you for listening.
Me encanta la parte que dice la lucha por la tierra.